scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
I heard that groan from you just a second ago.
Which groan? My one about snow, or yeah, just my general life groan?
I think it's your general life groan going
on. Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm having one of those this morning. It feels really dark out again.
It is really dark. I don't know what's going on. I thought this whole daylight savings time thing was going to change the way.
No, see, it's the other way around. Now it's light later in the day. Did you notice last night the sun didn't go down as early as it usually does?
Oh, yeah. I guess I didn't.
Yeah, it's in the other direction. We're having the sunlight of 6 o'clock, but it's 7. So not better.
God dang.
I know.
So eventually it'll get better. But a new study by the University of Oregon actually reveals that daylight saving time is actually bad for you. It could be even life-threatening.
What?
Research shows that springing ahead results in a 5% increase in the number of heart attacks and a 5% increase in the number of injuries at work.
Wow. Well, I will say, I wonder if any of that is like people getting stressed about it, because people really lose their minds over daylight saving time.
I think it's a little bit of that, the stress, plus it's the you need about like a week to adjust back with everything. Mm-hmm. So
I wonder if there's a similar response to falling back.
I would say so.
You know, when that happens in the fall. Yeah. Do you think it's the opposite? You think there's 5% fewer heart attacks?
I don't know. I still think changing your clock, if you have to change it at any point, there's stress because they're like, oh, did I set it right? Did I fall back when I was supposed to? I don't remember.
Having chest pains.
What time is it?
Well, Johnny, if you want to get away from the stress of all this daylight saving time, I think I might have the answer for you.
What's that?
Elon Musk announced yesterday that his flights to Mars could begin by early to mid 2019. So it's probably time to get your name on that waiting list, you know?
Nice.
He said he told the crowd at South by Southwest Festival in Austin that once the infrastructure was set up on Mars, there'd be plenty of business opportunities. He said the explosion of entrepreneurial opportunity will begin because Mars will need everything from iron foundries to pizza joints, said Musk.
Wow.
I'm really having a hard time imagining a pizza joint on Mars, but.
Oh, I want to trademark this already. I know they already did it on Toy Story, but I want to have Pizza Planet. Pizza Planet is going to be my business.
I'm sure you can still get on that. Yeah.
I think that'd be great. But if you're looking for business opportunities, just wait until you get a chance to go to Mars.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath on that one. But
exactly. I don't even know what else to say about that.
Well, you'll have to hold your breath because you can't breathe on Mars. So.
Oh, that too.
There you go.
Dang.
That's trending topics for this morning.